राम। श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 24। अच्छेद्योयमदायोय मक्लेद्यो शोष एव च नित्य सर्वगतः स्थाणु रचलोयं सनातन। दिस सोल इज अनक्लीवेबल, इनकम्बस्टिबल एंड नीदर कैन बी वेटेड नॉर ड्राइड। इट इज इटर्नल, ऑल परवेडिंग, स्टेबल, कॉन्स्टेंट एंड एवरलास्टिंग। कॉमेंट: इन दिस वर्स इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड व्हाई वेपन्स एक्सेट्रा कैनॉट हर्ट दिस सोल। Achedyoyam, the soul is incapable of being cut. Even incantation and curse cannot cut this soul. While they can cut the body, as Shakalya was beheaded by Yajnavalkya's curse, because the former could not answer the latter's questions. Adayoyam, this soul cannot be burned by fire. Because it is impervious to fire, it cannot be burnt even by incantation and curses, as the hunter was burnt to ashes by Damayanti's curse. Only that can be burnt by fire which is prone to fire. The soul is beyond burning. Akledyah, the soul is impervious to water. Water, incantation, curse and medicines, etc. cannot drench it. As it is said that the tune of Malkaun's song wets a stone and moonlight wets the moon gem. But the soul cannot be wetted by them. Ashyoshaha, the soul cannot be dried by wind. Incantation, curse and medicines, etc. as sage Agastya dried the sea. Evacha, by using these two words, Lord Krishna means to say that the soul is beyond the reach of any action, so it should not be grieved for. Nitya, the soul is eternal. It remains the same all the time. Sarvagataha, the soul pervades all men, things and bodies, etc. equally. Achalaha, it is immovable. There is no movement in it. Stanuhu, it is stable. It does not even shake or vibrate. Sanatanaha, it is everlasting and beginningless. Something noteworthy: the world is transitory while the soul is eternal. Matter is kaleidoscopic while the soul is stable. All things and persons, etc. of the world are movable, while the soul is immovable. And all worldly objects are subject to birth and decay, while the soul is everlasting. Lord Krishna says that men identify themselves with bodies and material things, and so they do not realize that they are different from worldly things. But even then the soul remains uniform and constant all the time. Sarvagataha, all pervading. The self does not mere pervade a body, but it is all pervading. Realization of this fact is salvation, liberation from worldly bondage. As the body is seated in the world, we are not seated in the body. We, the self, have never had our union with the body. We have no union, won't have any union, and it is impossible to have a union with the body. The body is quite afar from us. But because of desire, the sense of mind, and identification with the body, it appears as if we have union with the body. In fact, the shariri doesn't need the body at all. The shariri without the body also remains in bliss. end of chapter 2, verse 24. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.